You know something I've never been able to accomplish in my whole grown adult life? There hasn't been one time, not one time, have I been able to drink a hot drink without burning my tongue. Not one time. That's the reason I don't drink teas and coffee, hot coffees and all this stuff. I always burn my tongue, bro. Always. Then your tongue's gonna feel weird for a day or two while it heals. Now everything tastes weird. All because I decided to want to be British and go drink some tea. Like, the fuck? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm Ken OG 100. We back with another one. This is episode numero 132. That's episode 132. We rolling out here. We're back. Took off my hoodie. So we're back with another one, man. We're back. Okay. So first things first. Sherbert is what's on the menu today. Last time I almost forgot this. So sherbert is what's on the menu today. It's going to be a quick, light, fast episode as you... Damn, I just did a thing. It's going to be a quick episode, as you probably could tell by the length of this one. But let's get this started, okay? So sherbert is on the menu. Already got the vape heated up. It's chilling. It's getting there. Let me put on my headphones. So on our smoke break today, we're going to be playing some Offset. And this is called Fan from his latest album called Set It Off. Again, this is Offset. We're on sherbert and this is called Fan.
Did it make you happy? You supposed to hold me down, but it didn't happen.
Hold me down.
Now I'm over it.
Thank God.
Tired of stressing about what I can't control.
Can't control it, baby.
I think I'm better on my home.
On my home.
I kicked all the fuck niggas out my circle.
Circle.
I know how this shit feel, they really hurt you. But I'm not sure they never gonna know. Word to my mama, she ain't never ain't no hoe.
Word to my mama.
My heart ain't racing, she barely being slow. If they won't smoke, if I see them, it's a go.
Smoke.
Fuck that nigga, fuck that bitch. Fuck everybody, cause you know they gon' switch.
Hey.
Fuck the niggas and them bitches, everybody.
Hey. Okay.
Fuck the niggas and them bitches,
this shit that made everybody.
Hey. Okay.
Fuck the niggas and them bitches. Baby, we just fucking, this is not no love at first sight. I can't take you serious, I fucked you on the first night.
Uh-huh.
Had things squirting, pussy popping like a perk, right? Said I broke your heart and hurt your feelings, it ain't work, right?
Hey. Fuck them niggas and them bitches, everybody. Fuck them, fuck them niggas and them bitches, everybody.
Everybody,
niggas and them bitches, fuck everybody. Fuck them niggas and them bitches, fuck them niggas and them bitches.
Girl, fuck that nigga, he ain't bout shit. You can be my engineer, shout it how you bouncing. Promise if you suck it, baby, I can make your mouth rich.
Promise.
Put purse on your neck, I bet I make it match your outfit.
Match.
Keep it low, don't you announce it. Quick to cut you off, nigga, I ain't with the nonsense.
Nah.
Fucking it out the mud, bitch, I had to move a mountain.
Mud.
Diamonds on my neck, that shit pure water like a fountain.
Pure water.
Yeah, I'm taking your bitch, I take her for ransom. She lying, she telling me that it ain't even my money, she said it, I'm handsome. She hopping the wheel, she throwing that ass, she throwing that shit like a tantrum. I'm pulling her hair, she don't even care, she want me to bust like a handgun. I turn this to my favorite stripper, cause I'm that nigga. My watch worth six figures, my bank bigger. She want me fuck the best friend in the big sister. I bend her up, we playing twister, and then I kick her. Out the crib when I'm finished, go figure. I just pop the E pizza, my black glitter. Too much scissor in my liver. I keep me two freaky bitches.
Freaky.
They both scissor.
Hey,
yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. Okay, that was Offset from his latest album called Set It Off. And that song was called Fan. I had a couple of bangers on this album. I'm going to be reviewing this on the Stoner Score today. This Sherbert is... got me hot. I have to take off my hoodie. So, this whole year, man, I've been working, grinding, trying to live life out here. This whole year. Saying all that to say this. Move my headphones. What am I doing? Saying all that to say this. Finally gonna go on vacation, man. I might try to do two quick episodes before I go, because I'm not gonna bring this mic and my equipment with me. I'll probably be gone for a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, if I freak it. Take my hot ass to Miami. I'm in Miami, looking for some hoochie daddy. Somebody could call Pappy. Well, no, that's not what she said. Someone... My son looking for new pappy. Oh, man. I got to just stop motion, man. I'm starting to get gray hairs out here. I'm starting to age out here. I got to go to some warm climate and just chill and not think about meetings and stuff. So, yeah, I will be out of office. And I'm bringing Napoleon with me. He's been cooped up for a while, too. Now, prior to the pandemic, we was Rolling Stones for real. That's what this show is called, Rolling Stoner. We never stood still. So, this is the most still he's been since the pandemic. So, I got to get him rolling again. We rolling out here. It's the reason I always say that. Get Napoleon shook up again, man. He's starting to get older. Get older and comfortable. Like upper middle age cat. I think he might be 11 or 12. Not sure. He's... been and traveled to more places than most people in this world. He's been on more flights than most people. He's been on multiple road trips. He's lived in different... Okay. Back to the show, man. So, vacation time is on the way. So, that means this show's not going to be, you know... consistent like that, feel me? So be prepared. Offset dropped a new album called Set It Off. Now, I've spoken about this album multiple times. I talked about, you know, he was on a press run. He did Kai Cenat's stream, 24-hour stream. He's on Bobby Orloff's podcast. He's at Colorado Games. He was everywhere. Like, wherever there is to be, you're going to see Offset there. He was everywhere during this run. It was pretty good. I haven't seen, like, a press run this precise. Like, everywhere that attention needed to be, you saw Offset there. And he wore, I don't even know what brand that clothing is, like, it was very distinct. You saw him everywhere. Like, press runs are not done like this anymore like it used to. Now, there are debates saying, oh, the hip-hop interviews are dead because, you know, hip-hop rappers are going to different mediums to get interviewed. When some artists are doing a press run, you see them in one spot that you frequent, and then they might bounce around in other spots. You never see them again. You don't frequent those spots unless the algorithm throws it in your eyes. But every single way that you needed to be, you were gonna see Offset there. Very good press run on that one. So the album, was it worth it? Yes, the album was good. Set It Off. Listen to the album. I could say a good part of Migos was Offset's brain. Or whatever he brought to the table was a huge part in shaping what the Migos was. Like, he know the ad-libs perfectly. You know, I can't do good ad-libs on this pod. But he, like, I have a bunch of, like, I was even thinking, like, wait, is Quavo on this song? Like, yeah, what's going on? Like, he was a huge part, like, a big brainchild to the Migos from listening to this album. Because, again, I already reviewed Offset's album when he dropped. Oh, no, not Offset. It's Quavo. I'm on Sherbert. Quavo's album. It's distinct, but Offset's album is more like, it's closer to a Migos album. Or the sound and style that the Migos had or have. No, had. There's no Migos no more. Had great features. Travis Scott was a feature. This song I like. Let me just sample a few. That beat. Mm. I love when people make noises on the beat now. I just sent my grace and then I ate. This is the second song. Particular taste. I just stuffed my pockets in my face. Okay, let's have a debate. We talking about popping, I promise I'm feeling the way. I took the bodies up out of my closet. I buried them deep and they still in the way. Oh my God. Did you hear what he just said? This is like, when that shit hit. I don't have to get to Travis Scott's part. That song hits. Then it has Don Toliver as a feature. He has Future as a feature. Of course, his wife Cardi B is in a few tracks, which are pretty good. I'm freaky. Yeah, that's a cheat code right there. And I should throw it. Woo. You ain't had a bitch as bad, and boy, you know it. Woo. All this ass, I can keep it to myself. Woo. Boy, coming like this, asking for a melt. Woo. Freak, freak, it's freaky. Freak, freak, it's freaky. Freak, freak, freaky. Oh. Like, he knows exactly his ad lib game is. Because I always thought. Rest in peace, Takeoff. I always thought Takeoff had the ad libs on Migos, like Momo. Like his ad libs was, it stood out in the Migos. But I underestimated how good at ad libbing Offset is. It's like the sonically, it fits where it's supposed to fit. Pause. I said sonically. Oh, freak, freak,
freaky, yo. If that bitch is not a freak, then she ain't none. Kick that bitch up out the spot if she ain't bustin'.
Okay, let me stop playing. I wasn't supposed to. I just forgot what I was doing. Just kept playing. So, of course, Cardi B was on there. And there's some people I don't know, like Mango Foo. Lotto is another one. I'm just going track for track, reading it on my screen right now. And that was also a good track. Young Nudie. That was a good one. Princess Cut with Chloe. That was slow. That's a different vibe, but it was pretty good still. Production. Check. The more I listen to it, the higher the stoner score gets. The first time I played it, okay. Then I played it again. It's like it melts. Flooded it gets.
Bitch and some diamonds. I call her diamonds. She looking fine to me. She got a princess cut body. Hop in the Ferrari. I told her drive for me. I like my bitches. I'll stop.
Let's stop it there. Let's stop. Let's not play everything. But the more I revisit the album, the higher the score gets. It's aging well, like fine wine. And plus, his press run is still not over. I don't know what's going on. Like, he's still on topic. Wherever topic is, he's there. So, Offset, Set It Off. Again, I just played it again, and the score in my mind just rose a little bit. I was going to give it a 7.6 on first listen. On third listen, it jumps to 8.1. Or maybe fourth listen at this point. So Offset, Set It Off gets an 8.1 on the stoner score. It's a vibe. He definitely has the ear for it. So on this pod, I made an episode and I titled it Scamming NJ because of the Cesar Pena, DJ Envy. Oh, shit. That was probably like a month or so ago I did that episode. I don't know. I don't remember past two episodes. So if it's more than two episodes ago, it's filed out of my memory. So it got worse. So much worse. A lot of things I talk about on here, like months later, it gets worse. Like Tusky the Predator, EDP got bagged. After I did that episode, shit just getting worse. Funk Flex took shots at Envy too. Rick Ross took shots at Envy because they've been beefing because the car shows it got deep. They've been beefing, so, and Funk Flex is at another radio, a rival radio station, so that's ingrained rivalry for decades.
This guy
you ain't
right
stealing
here.
Cars? Not you. Not Flex.
We not selling bad houses.
No, we ain't selling fake houses.
Oh, I knew it would happen.
No. No, we not going to steal no old lady houses.
That's not nice.
Nah, you going to hell.
You knew you was going to get it
you
today.
You going to hell for stealing those houses.
Man. Listen, oh, man. Listen, New York.
Oh, my God. Charlamagne.
We are not up here selling man. The Brooklyn Bridge.
Hey, Charlamagne, come with Flex.
Oh,
come with Flex. Come on!
Yeah, it got worse. The roasting got worse.
We are not selling the Brooklyn Bridge. You cannot buy that from
oh
us.
Oh my God, you cannot buy the Statue of Liberty!
Oh, we
oh my God, it's called thievery!
Somebody's going to jail!
Oh my God, the River St. Rico!
What's up, boy Tony? Tony's in town too.
The Real Estate Rico. Oh, shit. It got worse since the last pod, bro. It got worse. The real news. Like, all this other... When I was talking about it, it's more YouTuber shit. Like, you know. The real... Channel 4 CBS or one of those main channels that... You're not even required to have cable to access the main real news has been reported on this for a few weeks now. They do updates like when they start talking, the people that pay you start listening closely. Because this shit got worse. Now they're saying DJ Envy's taking payola to get him on the show. So, yikes. Yikes. The dude, Scamming NJ, dude, he's over there. He's selling multiple investors his own property. He's like reselling something he shouldn't sell. Like... It got worse. It got so much worse, man. Of course, it's not a laughing matter. But That's what I do on this show, man. Come on. A lot of people lost money. I know it's serious, but come on. Like there's a lot of things that happen that I can't be too serious about. A lot of things happen in this world. You feel me? A lot of people lose money every day from India calling you. I get text messages about Amazon sending wanting me to call them for a refund. It's not even Amazon. It's some bullshit name at AOL.com. Like, bro, they even found my text message. They're texting me, oh, shit, the IRS says call customer support to fix this. Like, bro, come on, man. We all get scammed, man. I've gotten scammed. It's not funny when it happens to you. It's not. That's for sure. People always tell you, I'm sorry that happened to you. Are you really? People be on X tweeting, oh, somebody just drained my crypto wallet. Then a bunch of people come in and say, I'm sorry that happened to you. Like, do you really mean that, bro? Are you really sorry? Do you really give a fuck that happened to that person? After today, are you going to remember that happened to me? After this moment right now that you tweeted you're sorry, are you going to remember? Like, is it even going to be in your... Are you going to go back to living your life? The world keeps spinning. But yes, somebody's going to jail. They're right about that part. Somebody is going to jail for sure. Initially, because this has been going on for months. Initially, people was trying to say, well, if you invest, it's not always going to go up. Like, it's an investment. You're taking a risk, which is valid. But you're selling them shit that don't exist, though. That's not so valid. You're selling them shit that don't exist, bro. What's wrong with this guy? A scammer's gonna scam, man. Oh, hold on. Let me play. DJ Envy, he actually came and said some shit. Let me see.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Ninja Club. There's been a lot going on, Charlamagne.
Like what?
Don't say like what, man. There's been a million and one
accusations. Even this clip.
Oh, my God, no.
Made it to the Channel 7 News, bro.
So let me explain some things. I'm not, investigates. My attorney don't want me to speak, but I think there's things that I need to clear up a little bit.
I think you should listen to your attorney. Why don't light-skinned people like to listen? Like, if your attorney told you don't say nothing, why are you talking?
Listen, so Caesar and myself did seminars. Now, the reason I did these seminars is because I wanted to uplift my community. I wanted to teach my community about real estate.
I wanted to uplift my community. Did you write that, nigga? Oh, that's why you did it? Because you wanted to uplift niggas?
My first home. I wanted to teach our community about investing in generational wealth. So I did these seminars and brought industry professionals to all these seminars, whether it was real estate agents from different markets, contractors, conventional lenders, hard money lenders. I even brought auction.com to actually show people how to purchase houses online. That's what I wanted to do for my people. Now, Caesar, if he took money, I wasn't privy to it, nor did I even know.
Oh, he's not reading this part. He is not reading this part. He went off the rails. Now, Caesar, the first part he was reading, I uplift my community. He was reading it. He was enunciating it. But this part, now, Caesar.
But I do understand how people feel if they did give him money, because I gave him a lot of money.
Jesus.
That I didn't see a dollar of return. But for anybody to say I was involved, that's totally not true.
Now he's back to reading. He went off the rails on that one, and now he's back to reading. Anybody that says I'm involved, read here. That is not true. Oh, man. Shit. This shit is recorded, bro. Like, there's a camera on your face, bro. Like, we see you reading your shit, bro. And your man try to save you. Like, yo, shut up. I was like, nah, fuck that. I ain't gonna shut up. I want to say my piece. Yo, they're gonna dig through it, man. The government is combing through every tax, anything. Like, they don't... the government don't care if you're scamming people, bro. Let's be real. The United States government don't care how you make your money. You can steal it from... you can rob banks. They don't give a fuck. But if you don't pay your taxes, that's the biggest crime in this state or in this country. Taxes above all. IRS is coming through all that. That's the biggest crime. They don't care if you got 10 bodies. They don't care if you scam people. Did you pay us? Did we get our peace from this? If not, we're going to have to go come and take everything and put you in jail while we freeze everything and take everything in this country and in our ally countries. Yeah. So NFL. I know I didn't talk about NFL last time, did I? So my NFL bracket, I'm still alive. Again, I said a while ago I died in one and I'm still alive. Oh, I also made the tinctures too. It's been a while. Yeah, I made the tinctures. I think the first one, I made two of them, two mason jars. The first one, like, I think it's more alcohol than THC. Like, I'll fill the alcohol, but not the THC. So the second one, I added more THC. So let's see how. And I freaked it too. Like, I added oranges to both of them. And yeah, I could taste the infusion of the orange peel. Just the orange peel. But yeah, I could taste it. The other one now that's still brewing, I added some chocolate. I'm trying to freak this. And a lot more of the ABV. Back to NFL. I'm still alive. And something actually happened between that time of me being alive. 2 weeks, you know, two dubs or three dubs. I don't remember the last time I talked about it. Like, a lot of people have dropped off. I think it started at like 200 people. And now we're at like 36 people now. Last time I said the last league I was getting 1,000, I was happy. This one, it's actually attached to an asset. And over that period, the asset that we're winning has, the value of it has increased to over 1,000. So now, this one is more important than the other one that I've already got knocked off. Shout out to Dallas, the bum-ass Dallas. And my Jets are doing good, which I didn't see that coming. I think they're 3-3 now. It's wild. It's wild. They've been doing good. Shout outs to the Jets. I didn't see that coming. Zach Wilson is not doing as bad as the first game. I think Rodgers coming from the sideline helped him out. Like, he just needs help. He's still young. And that's what my beef was, the Jets. I don't know what's going on with their development, because they get them in from college and they just turn out bad. Like, yo, it's, if it happens to more than one quarterback, it's got to be the system somehow. But that's it. Going on vacation. Bye.